Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord, and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Let us pray. Father, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight through Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. We've heard it hundreds of times before. So tonight I want to read it one more time for you, like you've never heard it before, with the help of Tom Caldwell. So please sit back and maybe even close your eyes and imagine this greatest story of Christ's birth. Luke chapter 2.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus.
Emperor Augustus, Gentile ruler of Rome, the center of Western civilization, accepted by many as being a god. His immediate need is to raise taxes.
That all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
Cyrenius, another Gentile ruler, the governor of Syria, under Roman rule.
And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
Long, uncomfortable, time-consuming journeys to our fathers' homes. All for what? To pay Caesar.
And Joseph.
Joseph, the native of Bethlehem, resident of Nazareth in Galilee, taxpayer, descendant of King David through, although his family had been out of the royalty business for centuries, promised in marriage to Mary, has been known to listen to angels and actually to believe what he heard from them.
Also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, a small, quiet city, 7 miles outside of Jerusalem, but called the city of David, but not a thriving hub of business and wild living.
Because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary.
Mary, promised in marriage to Joseph, also a descendant of King David, pregnant, young lady, not by Joseph, by the Holy Spirit, and about ready to give birth as this story opens. Oh yeah, also listens to and believes in angels.
His espoused wife being great with child, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
No sterile emergency room. No niceties at all. No experienced midwives or doctors or nurses or drugs, but a poor, frightened little girl giving birth to her firstborn. And no mother around to help.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths.
torn pieces of material, maybe a used robe or thinning sheets, a disheveled old towel, anything will do. It doesn't matter, just something to keep the child warm and secure.
And laid him in a manger.
Not the wood one of a quaint little manger scene with hay stuffing falling out of it, but probably just a feeding trough where animals tend to stick their snouts.
Because there was no room for them in the inn.
Innkeeper? Not specifically mentioned in the text, but implied. Was doing a good business, probably because former residents of Bethlehem had to come back to pay taxes.
And there were in the same country shepherds.
Shepherds. Unknown number. They were with their sheep on the grazing land at night. This probably indicates some kind of good weather. Also willing to listen to and believe in angels. These men become the first ones to know that the promise of the Old Testament came true that night. The first ones outside of the family to see Jesus.
Abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Likely watching over temple herds.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
Angel of the Lord. The messenger that gave the birth announcement of God's only Son.
And the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid.
Groveling on the ground, scared to death.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people.
Angels rarely get to talk with humans. But when they do, they want to tell the humans all about the magnificent Lord whom they serve.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
God has become man to save us from our sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Angelic choir. Backup singers from above. Known as the first real Christmas caroling group.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste.
Wasted no time.
And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
They did not notice the smell of the animals in the barn, if you will. Think about that, because they had been living with the animals in the fields all along.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
That would be the first evangelism meeting.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
God's message to man always seems impossible and unbelievable.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Mothers ponder everything their newborn infants.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
The action of this story is very simple. A baby is born. He was the only baby born to die. No other baby is born that way. To die for you and for me. Neither heaven nor earth has been the same since this. We rise to confess our faith in the Nicene Creed.